This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast on my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship stations here in Tampa, Florida. And by the way, we are broadcasting to great radio stations along the way on the Genesis Communications Network. That's GCNlive.com on their website. We also are broadcasting out there on several of the Salem Media Group leading stations in some of the biggest radio markets in America. We thank them very much for that honor, as well as our leading independent stations around the countryside, too, where they're listening to us, and we always enjoy talking to the people wherever you're at, however you're at, and it's always a great honor to be able to be heard around the world on the Internet via the stream, which we are. And you can also hear me on my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. We're streaming. You can see the stream, live stream down towards the bottom of the page. You click on that. You don't need a player. Boom, away you go, and you're listening. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, thanks especially to the over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and the women out there going coast-to-coast, border-to-border, as well as our FedEx and our UPS drivers, our bulk mail center haulers delivering the mail here, there, and everywhere, and our suicide jockeys, yep, hauling the gas, hauling the diesel, hauling the jet fuel and other petroleum products wherever it needs to go so we can go. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, we're on Gab, we're on Getter, we're on True Social, we're on X as at Captain's America, and our website is simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Go over there, check it out, and don't forget our podcasts and great things are over there, including links to our guests like this one right here I'm going to bring on in just a second, the professor of politics, Kyle Warren, out in California, IA.
Right, good morning, Captain. Good morning to everybody out there. Now, it's gotten a little bit cooler. Just a little bit cooler. It's 80 degrees right now with clear skies. We'll take that.
Indeed, yeah.
But what is it out there where you're at?
Well, actually, it's still pretty cool in the nighttime hours, and I think right now it looks like we're looking at, I think in the mid-60s, yeah, 63 degrees.
I'd have to have a coat for that. I'd have to wear my coat, Kyle.
Oh, well, yeah.
I couldn't run my air conditioner in that kind of weather. But anyway, let's say the pledge and get rolling. Are you ready?
Of course.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. And you want to take a look at that sometimes, folks, and understand what I'm talking about. Go look and see where these legislatures had meetings. They were in churches, for the most part,
where they had their meetings because they didn't have to worry about being busted in on for the most part. Now, Kyle, DACA, which is something that came in under, wasn't it Barack Obama?
That's right.
Okay. Texas and eight other states sued the government to try to get DACA either removed or backed off from. And apparently a court, circuit court, agreed with them in partiality, but not totally. Is that a fair assumption?
I believe so, yes.
All right. So some of the provisions of the DACA law are no longer provisions at all, and it's probably going to slow down the kids, because this was about the kids coming into the country.
Well, that and the idea is called the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals.
Right.
The idea of deporting people, immigrants who would have been brought here to the United States as children. So the argument goes, of course, a lot of these kids have grown up into adults, and the only place they've ever grown up in is the United States of America. So this is, I think, that was at the heart of the matter for DACA. But again, the idea is that sometimes you can't act unilaterally without having the ability to establish if something is constitutional or not, and that's what the court, I think, this is the process this is going through.
Now, Elon Musk is in the news for a couple of reasons. One of them is he's opened the floodgate when he bought Twitter and released the records showing almost daily coordination between the federal government and social media companies. Now, when the feds and mega tech companies teamed up against the Stanford epidemiologist, plaintiff Dr. Jay Bhattacharya, for speaking the truth, that's when people started to fight back and realized that Musk was on the wrong side of the issue. But Musk is also on the wrong side of the issue when he's called Taiwan a part of China and blamed, of all things, the United States for blocking the reunification effort.
Yeah, this is really a big-time sort of statement, right? Because typically, yes, I understand the One China policy, and this is the official thing with the U.S. government, but at the same time, you know, you look at people who want to be free, they want to be independent, and to somehow say, well, you know, don't worry about that part of it, it's just all part of China, I think is a relatively simplistic view of what's going on.
Yeah, and we're going to ask G. Simon about that later on in the program, so don't go anywhere, folks. Right now we're going to take a break. We're going to come back after the break, and your station's get a chance to pay some of their bills. Don't go anywhere. I shall return. Kathy, it's your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy a $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're hearing the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor, Captain Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch. Tune in daily between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
You betcha. I'd like to give a big shout-out to one of our friends headed up towards Michigan again, and that would be Iron Mike. Iron Mike is on the highway headed northbound, and I hope you're having a good, safe trip there, Mr. Iron Mike, and he's probably tuned in. And, oh, by the way, I heard a rumor that he was going to be buying some MyPillow stuff for some of his friends for Christmas, and he was going to do that on this trip. He was going to take the time to do it because he'd have some extra time. And you can do it too, folks. All you got to do is go to the website, MyPillow.com, and use the promo code CAPTAIN. That's MyPillow.com, promo code CAPTAIN. And if you want to call him up and talk to a live person on the phone 24-7, like right now, you could get somebody. The phone number is 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Call that number and see what they have to offer and ask them any questions you want. They'll answer them for you. And then you can take advantage of the MyPillow.com discounts with the promo code CAPTAIN. Boy, there are some huge discounts there right now. Huge discounts. Everything that he's got on his website is on sale. Everything. And some of it's as much as 80% off. Some of it's buy one, get one. Some of it's 50% off, 60% off, 70% off. But everything is being sold at a discount. And all you got to do is go over to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code CAPTAIN, and you're in like fun. Or call them on the phone, 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. And I'll tell you what, Christmas will be here before you know it. A lot of people are buying their Christmas presents. That's what Iron Mike was going to be doing. So we wish him well,
And in the meantime, back to Kyle Warren, who's got his stuff all sorted out and hidden at an undisclosed location.
It's a secret undisclosed location, and you'll never get it out of me.
No, I'm not even going to ask, because then I might have to be enticed by somebody, and I'm not going to do that. Now, listen, New Hampshire shut down the gambit to block President Trump, former President Trump, from the primary ballot and snubbed the DNC election group that was trying to get that through there to get him to off the ballot. New Hampshire said, no way, Jose.
Well, that's right. Yeah, the New Hampshire Secretary of State said yesterday on Wednesday, basically, the filing period for the 2024 presidential primary is going to start on October 11th. And that means, yeah, you got plenty of time to go and file for that thing. And Donald Trump is not going to be summarily kicked off the ballot, I guess. So there you go. They're not going to, you know, this always happens. Somebody tries to be before New Hampshire, but they're not going to allow that either, basically.
Now, Donald Trump is going to be appearing on television on Sunday on NBC's Meet the Press. Now, the new host is going to be there because Chuck Todd is leaving the show. And the new host is named Christian Welker. Now, I'm not sure who that is. Are you?
I've heard the name. I'm not incredibly familiar with her work, but definitely, though, Captain, this is a very, very big deal for Trump to be on Meet the Press, because heretofore he's been interviewed mostly, let's say, sometimes on Fox News, Sean Hannity and so forth. He's on Newsmax a lot, but on Meet the Press he's going to be seen by a lot of people who may not seek him out in other ways, simply by the virtue of the fact that he's going to be on Meet the Press. So it's going to be very interesting to see how that interview goes, and he's got a real opportunity there to make some real inroads.
And he's been going on CNN, too, to get that audience over there.
Well, right. So, again, and of course, you know, it's interesting because some of these on-air journalists, right, they are on-air hosts. They get a lot of flack because you brought Donald Trump on there, you know. And it's like, well, wait a minute. He's going to most likely be the nominee, at least as things stand right now. Why wouldn't you have somebody on to talk about the campaign or the state of affairs?
Now, a judge has issued a protective order on classified evidence in the Trump documents case, which we heard at one time from the Trump attorneys that the Democrats were trying to get rid of some of that evidence.
Well, that's right. And a part of this order, we understand, means that Trump and the lawyers representing him, his counsel, they have to only be able to review and discuss the classified evidence, because we knew this was going to be a huge part of this, right? You've got to get lawyers who are going to get cleared in order to be able to examine things that were considered top secret or classified, basically. So that's a huge part of the process. And that also is something, Captain, that would slow this process down for any case that involves classified material, but they can only discuss it and look at it and review it, evidently, if they're in a skiff.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's can put a burden on them.
And we know how easy it is to sneak things out of the skiff because people have done it. Now, the resident Swami, known as Vivek Ramaswamy, has proposed massive federal layoffs as more GOP hopefuls look to slash the U.S. government. And he's talking about getting rid of departments altogether and getting rid of a bunch of employees altogether, was something that a lot of us like to hear because, again, one of the things I think they need to get rid of is the Federal Department of Education, number one. Number two, I would go to the Federal Department of Energy and get rid of them, too. Leave it up to the states.
Well, that's certainly, you know, something that would be goals of many. It's doubtful that process could take place per se. But that being said, what he's trying to do too, I think he's trying to show that he wants to radically change the footprint of the federal government, or radically change the bureaucracy that the entrenched bureaucracy that exists there.
Now, your state, California, which loves to lead the way in something, right?
Sure, yeah.
Your state has reversed their travel ban to red states with LGBTQ laws. Oh, my goodness, say it ain't so.
Well, part of that, too, is the virtue signaling. You know, they're trying to, you know, again, create some kind of holier than thou kind of a thing, I guess. But it's not working out very well. And so now, yes, the lawmakers in California have now voted to reverse that ban on government-sponsored travel to basically Republican-led states, which they think have discriminatory laws targeting LGBTQ people. Yes.
Now, your governor, Gavin Newsom, out there in California, says that he hopes the San Francisco ban on homeless sweeps heads to the Supreme Court. Different agencies have been going in there and just saying, okay, boys, you're off the street now. Boys and girls are off the street. We're going to take you to wherever, and you're going to be in a new park over here. We've got a whole bunch of tents for you and whatnot. And like it or not, they're getting them off the streets.
Well, here we are in the middle of September, right? And before you know it, before you blink your eye, it's going to be 2024, right?
Yep.
And that's the election year. Wait, hold on. Wait a second, Captain. Could there be any connection here where Gavin Newsom wants to be able to clean up, or at least begin to clean up, what, you know, this huge homeless issue that California does have? No doubt about that. Because obviously that would make him look very good should he somehow become running for president at some point. But here's a quote from Newsom, which I think you'll find very interesting. He does say he hopes this goes to the Supreme Court. And then he says, and that's, in his words, not mine, and that's a hell of a statement coming from a progressive Democrat, unquote.
Right.
So that tells me that he's trying to position himself as someone who can say, yeah, I'm a progressive Democrat, but wait a minute, look what I did. I spearheaded this whole thing on homelessness, et cetera, yada, yada, yada. And therefore, you know, I can cross over a little bit here for the general election. That's kind of my read when I saw that earlier.
Well, I agree. I mean, because the guy's a showboater.
Well, yeah, that's, yeah, part of being a politician in so many ways is trying to position yourself for the fight that you know is going to be coming later on, mm-hmm. and trying to negate that early on. Try to find a way to head it off.
Right. Now, once again, the United States and the UN have come to terms about the U.S.-Mexican border. It's now known as, again, has been in the past, the world's deadliest land migration route.
Yes, and that's, I guess, not a distinction of honor. It's a dubious distinction, to be sure. But yes, because of what happens with the people trying to come across, yeah.
Well, they got more deaths there than any other border in the world, so I guess that gives them the honor. All right, hold that thought, Mr. Kyle. Folks, we're coming right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. We're going to let Kathy take us to break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your...
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
U.S. USA News update. The White House stressing how little House Republicans have to show for their months of investigations already into Biden family corruption claims. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre got chippy with one reporter Wednesday.
Suggested that there's no evidence to back up a Republican,
which is true here. Suggesting it. That's actually a fact.
The White House is pushing back against claims that Biden family members have been involved in corrupt dealings with foreign nationals years ago. The NFL Players Association is tired of artificial turf,
urging the league to transition all stadium fields to natural grass. The plea follows New York Jets quarterback Aaron Rodgers' Achilles tendon injury. MetLife Stadium, home to the Jets and Giants, recently switched to field turf, an artificial surface. NFLPA says that adopting natural grass is a straightforward and safer choice, which is supported by player preference and data.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey, it's the captain here. There are three words I want you to keep in mind if you're looking into wound care, from diabetes or other problems you might be having with your feet or ankles. Effective, convenient, and caring. I've been going to a lot of doctors, and only Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has helped me. My wound was a tough one, but Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has the highest state-of-the-art treatments to make your body whole. The doctors are compassionate, best I've ever worked with. They truly have caring hands and hearts. Instead of winding your way through the parking garage, elevators, and miles of corridors of those mega hospitals, and who needs that when you have a hurting foot, Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care makes it easy. Just pull into their parking lot, take a few short steps, and you're there at 38th Avenue near Tyrone Square. Google Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care.com or call them at 727-896-4615. That's 727-896-4615. Most all insurances are accepted.
You betcha. And don't forget, that's 727-896-4615 on the phone number for Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care. And doesn't matter where you're at in the country, if you've got some questions, they'd be happy to answer them for you and maybe even steer you straight on the right path to someone that does what they do in your local area. Now, I will tell you, they have another office up in Minnesota, Minneapolis, Minnesota. And for you folks that are listening up there, you can call them down here to find out more about that office, 727-896-4615. That's 727-896-4615. 4615, Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care. All righty, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Mr. Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
You know, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, the United Auto Workers president says the union is still seeking big pay hikes.
Yes, as a matter of fact. And basically, this is going to start up very, very quickly. They're authorized to do a walkout, and I think this is like within the next 24 hours or so,
I believe. At 15 locations.
Yeah, that's right. And so, of course, they're looking at some 146,000 U.S. auto workers, I believe. They're looking for pay raises as much as 20% over the next 4.5 years. So this is, I should say, the automakers have offered that, but I think the union is not pleased with that offer at this point.
I think if I were the auto workers, I'd want job security, because what's going to happen is these robots are going to be brought in to build all these electric cars and trucks that they think they're going to be selling, which they're not. They're way overpriced. Nobody in their right mind. And by the way, there's no infrastructure, as has been illustrated by people that go out there and try to take long trips, and there just aren't the charging stations out there where they can charge them.
Well, that's right. Well, of course, the UAW is, you know, probably trying to at least rely on the idea that if there is, in fact, a shutdown for many days, you could start costing the automakers billions. So it's whether or not it's kind of like what we see happening with the writers and the actors and the studios in Hollywood, basically. Each side believes maybe it could wait out the other or may cause it so much pain that one side will start to capitulate. So I don't know if we'll see that happen here in the with the auto workers.
Hey, I heard a rumor yesterday that you might have been outside the prison when El Chapo's wife was released, cheering her on. Is that true?
No, I can categorically say I was not there.
Okay, so that wasn't you. They just looked like you.
yeah,
well,
exactly.
following her 2021 sentence on drug trafficking charges, the wife of jailed former Sinaloa cartel boss Joaquin El Chapo Guzman was released from prison.
That's true, yes, and a very interesting development here.
Well, I wonder where she's going to go, because she was running her own little drug business.
Right. Yeah, to be honest, I'm not sure. But definitely, you know, these cartels, eventually, when somebody like El Chapo or his wife gets arrested, I mean, things do change. But unfortunately, somebody else pops up and starts running the cartel. I mean, it's a very, very difficult situation.
Well, I just hope they don't try to dust her, because that's the first thought that came to me.
Well, the cartels are very brutal, and they have a long memory, I'm afraid.
Now, Democrats are satisfied with long prison sentences for supporters of former President Donald Trump, who noted at the Capitol, rioted rather, at the Capitol on January the 6th, 2021. But other voters are not quite so sure. Now, there's a poll out there from Rasmussen Reports, and it finds that 49% of likely U.S. voters believe the so-called J6 riot was a mostly peaceful protest that got out of control, while 45% think the storming of the Capitol was an illegal insurrection against the United States government.
Well, it just goes to show just how divided things are, not just in terms of politics, but in terms of perception. And in so many ways, the politics are clouding the perception.
Mm-hmm. Want to talk about division? How about this one? Consumer prices rose 3.7% compared to a year ago. Then you've got the prices of food just last month went up 10.6%, and the price of petroleum products, gasoline, diesel, and the like, went up 17.6%.
Yeah, but don't worry. Inflation's under control, right?
That's what somebody said by the name of Biden, yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so, you know, but yeah, 3.7% in August, that's consumer prices, and that means it's the second consecutive month of increased inflation, that we're seeing. And of course, yeah, even though compared to a year ago. But so, Captain, it doesn't look like it's getting better. There's no magic wand being waved here. The interest rates keep going up, but I thought, you know, that's supposed to put downward pressure on prices, and no, but I don't know. It's something really bad is happening out there.
Well, you know, Larry Kudlow, he's got quite the sense of humor. I don't think he was being humorous when he said this. He said, work harder, buy less. This is the failure of Bidenomics.
Well, right. Yeah, the idea is that, yeah, you're working harder than you ever have. Sometimes you got to get another job. People have to get another job to make ends meet. They go out and they try to buy stuff, and the value of their dollar is greatly diminished, and what they can bring home in the, you know, in the family truckster, as it were, you know, going mm-hmm. to get some groceries is greatly changed. It's diminished.
Have you been to a grocery store or hardware store or a drug store or convenience store or maybe even a department store and notice that the people that keep coming to work or seem to be a little bit older with some more gray hair?
Yeah, I think that's probably a fair statement overall, because sometimes you get younger people who don't want to go out and have that kind of schedule for whatever reason.
Well, they don't want to have that kind of schedule, let alone work. And, of course, the older people are going back to work. A lot of them are being paid their minimum wage jobs, but they're not getting minimum wage. They're getting $10, $15 an hour. I don't know about any more than that, but $15 seems to be the figure that I keep seeing all the time for people that do want to go to work. And then they give them a part. It's actually a part-time job. It's 30 hours a week because they don't work enough hours to where they're, quote, full-time.
Well, I think there was something just passed in California. I think it takes place next year. It takes effect, but it brings up to $20 an hour minimum wage, I think, for working in the fast food industry. So, unfortunately, look for more automation, robotics, and possible layoffs in the California fast food industry.
But don't go to a McDonald's and expect to get a drink inside the seating area where they used to have the drink dispensers where they hand you a cup and you go fill it up. Because you might steal some extra soda.
Well, right, yeah, this is McDonald's has decided to take all those out of their dining rooms, basically, saying they want to create a more consistent experience across the board for all of its customers.
Now, wait a minute.
So,
No, they don't. No, they don't. They want to charge for every freaking drop of soda you take.
Well, Dad, well, you'd have to go up to the counter and ask them to give a refill. So presumably it's not unlimited for one
thing.
And
a refill won't be cheap.
Well, perhaps not, yes. And but again, so now if you work at McDonald's, one of your primary purposes is going to be refilling customers' drinks. But, yeah, because it's a lot of, as I understand, it's almost all profit in the general sense for soft drinks. But it's literally going out the door, I guess.
Have you ever been to a McDonald's in the morning and seen all the seniors sitting there drinking their free coffee?
No, I can't say that I have. No.
Well, that's what happens at McDonald's in the morning, the early morning hours. The seniors are in there and they're drinking their free coffee. And that's okay. I got no problem with that. Might as well do it while you can, right?
Exactly.
All right, hold that thought, Mr. Kyle. Folks, you're coming right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. And we're going to take a break, and we're going to come right back with our Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Don't go anywhere. I'm coming back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Bye.
My Friends is a classic from Bachman-Turner Overdrive. Let It Ride. We've had a Bachman-Turner Overdrive night tonight there, Kyle.
Indeed, yes.
Yeah, and that's really a good one. I mean, I could have played more of it, but we got to get on with the weather here because we do have weather. And Bachman-Turner Overdrive, again, back, I believe, in the 80s. Looks like it's the 80s for this one.
Yeah, I'm not sure. My instinct, maybe it's more like the early to mid-70s, but you could be right.
Maybe, but kind of, again, I go by the hairdos. But anyway, is what it is. Okay, what's going on out west?
All right, going on out west right now, as we were talking about last hour, we do have that flash flood warning. This is in Arizona. It's going to be south of Seligman, south of Interstate 40, of course. And then also a little bit north of Kingman, we've got a flash flood warning skirting the border there with Nevada, which Las Vegas is in Nevada.
Yep.
And, of course, our new listeners are there in Nevada, in Las Vegas. I'll get it right here in a second, folks. Just give me a chance. All right, so speaking of Las Vegas, if you're coming north out of Las Vegas on Interstate 15, real pretty drive, by the way, if you're heading over towards Utah, you're still going to have some rain on your way through the area to Mesquite. Then it should drop off for you as you head over to St. George in southern Utah. But that rain is happening right now around Grand Canyon West. This is back in Arizona now, and Medview. So you got a lot of that happening right there. Then up in Wyoming, in central Wyoming, this is going to be just east of Thermopolis. You've got lots of rain on the radar there. Not really impacting too much Interstate 25, unless you're unless you're well south of KC. So that's what we're seeing right now. So be careful. Well, one more thing, and that's if you're coming east out of Gillette, and it looks like they're on I-90, you're definitely going to be encountering a lot of rain as you make your way to South Dakota. So do be careful out there.
Well, we know Iron Mike went north. We know he went up into Michigan, and we know he's probably got his winter coat with him because he's going to need it because where he's going, they got a frost warning tonight. And that frost warning starts, I'll move over to the west where it's at, Minnesota, Duluth, Minnesota, up in that corner of Minnesota, going up into Canada and going up into the upper peninsula of Michigan over there on the west side of the upper peninsula. You definitely have a frost warning. Also in the northern part of Wisconsin, a frost warning there. And the upper peninsula on the east side, you've got a frost warning. And then it comes down into northern Michigan, down as far as Lake Erie, and right there in the area where Iron Mike is going to be, near Sandusky. So there you go. And he may be up there already, so we'll see, because he'd left right after our lunch on Tuesday. So he may be up there now. He should be anyway. Cold temperatures, get the woolies out, get ready. Winter's on the way. Of course. And let's go down around the Gulf and see what's going on down there. The only thing I see is some patchy areas of fog from Mississippi, from the Gulfport, Mississippi area over towards New Orleans. And then you pick it up again down just south of Houston, around Galveston. I see a little bit of it down around Corpus Christi. And then I see a little bit more of it bouncing on down all the way to Brownsville, in Texas, down along the border there with Mexico. But that's about it. Now, the eastern seaboard, okay, you folks over there, phew, up in New England, all I can tell you is you're going to get water, and you're going to get more water, and you're going to get more water. Because Hurricane Lee is still a hurricane, 105-mile-an-hour winds. It's forecast to drop down to a Category 1. And the winds won't be the real problem. The problem is going to be all the water that this thing is pushing in your direction. There have been waves out there where it's been out in the ocean as high as 39 and 40 feet high. Now, I'm not saying that's the kind of water you're going to have coming at you, but you're probably going to have, a half a dozen feet to 10 feet of water anyway, and anything along that water's edge from Cape Cod all the way to Nova Scotia and Newfoundland, you're going to be on your toes. You're going to have to be on your toes. And you might want to think about leaving those low-lying areas rather than trying to stick it out and see what's going to happen in the way of water, because that water is the real nemesis. And they've got coastal warnings, flood warnings, all the way up to 95, all the way to Maine, and then up further in Maine, all the way to Nova Scotia. So be advised, that's the way the storm's going. It's going to get closer to shore as it rounds the corner up there around Cape Cod, and it'll be definitely be brushing. Boston's probably going to get some effects of this, Kyle. Do you know that?
I do. I've been following that for Boston, yes.
All right. Well, real quick, about 30 seconds, let me know about the pilot and Plan J.
All right, folks, out there on the interstate, you're not going to find a better place to pull in travel center for other than Pilot and Flying J travel centers. Check them out at pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com. Check out their My Rewards Plus app where you can get great deals, save money, earn points, all kinds of other great stuff. Check out their amenities as well, pilotflyingj.com.
All right, Denise Simon, founderscode.com, and the Denise Simon Experience is with us right now. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
We've obviously got quite a few things to be talking about tonight, but the death toll in Morocco and Libya just continues to climb.
It's awful.
And they're talking about 10,000 people or more in Libya with the flooding.
Just awful.
Yeah. And again, the water just wiped out like three towns, just took them and washed them right out to sea.
Just like that.
Yep. So I don't know what we're doing to help in the mix. I know we've offered something somewhere, but
$1 million.
Huh?
Just $1 million.
Okay. Well, usually we offer our hospital shifts and this, that, and the other, and I'm wondering if we'll get involved in that. We might, I suppose, because they're going to need facilities and won't be on land either because they won't have any land to put them on for a while anyway. Oh, well. So when we come back, we're getting ready to take a break. I'm watching my clock here. When we get ready to take this break, folks, when we come back, we'll have more with Denise Simon. And it's been a busy day and a busy night overnight with all the different things that are going on out there, as you might well imagine. And Kyle and Denise and I will all be back after the top of the hour, and your stations get a chance to pay some of their bills and have the news and the weather. And maybe even a few sports scores along the way, depending on where you're at. And I'd like to give a big shout-out to our friends in Denver tonight, KNUS. Hello, Denver. And we hope you're doing well up there. We appreciate you. And, yeah, I've been getting the comments. And thank you so very much for all the kudos that you've been sending our way. Okay, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. More coming back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.